Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're talking about greater than. Last week we talked about the events that led up to the birth of John the Baptist. Now we're going to look at what John the Baptist said. It's very interesting that when you look at what he was telling everybody else, there seems to be this one chord, this one phrase that he uses over and over again. And so we're going to take a look at that today. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, no matter the weather, no matter what else is going on, Lord God, there are so many different distractions. There are so many different things that would take our minds away from what your word says about us and about you. Lord God, help us focus this morning through everything else. Lord God, keep us firmly fixed on your word. In your son's name we pray. Amen. And so I got a couple of pictures here. I want to ask you who these guys are. See if you guys know. Some of you won't know, I can already tell you. And so let's take a look at these. Number one, whoops, what? This guy right here. Who was John Glenn? First American to orbit the Earth. Was supposed to go 7 times, but he only made it 3 times. Passed away this week at the age of 95. Senator, 2-time astronaut, also went up in 1980, help me out, 4? 5 or 6? Yeah, when I was 10, yeah. Okay, great. First time we went up was 62. All right. I'm glad you guys can remember that one. I have no recollection of 62. It went by so fast. And so we want to take a look at this next guy. I think there's a basketball in his hand, yes. One of the greatest pure shooters of all time. Correct? Yeah, from Indiana, Midwest, so Midwest guy, good guy. What about this guy? Babe Ruth. Who is Babe Ruth? I mean, I know he's a chocolate bar, but who's... So he's not just holding those things in his hand? Probably one of the greatest sluggers of all time? Maybe one of the greatest? I wasn't alive back then. I can't tell you. I didn't see him bat. I've never watched his swing. Couldn't tell you. I don't know that much about Babe, except for some of the movies. How about this guy?
John Wayne. He's a cowboy.
He's the Duke. Okay. Been in a lot of movies? He didn't become president, did he? Okay, all right. Just want to make sure some guys from back then become governors of California and then move on to the presidency. All right. So John Wayne, many I would say consider him probably one of the greatest actors of all time. Would that be right? You guys aren't very reassuring. Good actor. Okay, so many consider John Wayne one of the greatest actors of all time. If you want to know what cowboys do for a living, you look at John Wayne. Yeah, because he's the epitome of the old Western and the way that rough and tough men used to act. But we've taken a look at some of these guys and arguably some of the greatest achievements that we shall see in some of our times. Did you notice that I kind of geared this towards, like, not their age, but not even my age? Y'all's age? It'd be a couple of different things here, but some of the greatest actors, sports, achievements that we've seen in the modern age of television. And so I want to talk about this idea of great, greater than. We've taken a look at John the Baptist, and this week I hope you would read this with me, this next scripture verse. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is greater than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so, interesting enough, John the Baptist here, he uses this phrase in the Greek, this greater than. And so very interesting is John the Baptist, from the time in which he was even in the womb, he acknowledged that Jesus was greater than he was. From the time before he was even born, if you remember, John the Baptist was the one, when Jesus came close to him, he leaped in the womb. And so John the Baptist, one of the greatest evangelists at all times. Anybody who can get on a soapbox and tell somebody that they need to repent, and they did it, that's a great evangelist. And he did that. And he did it to the detriment of his own life. Because there was a politician, don't read into that, please. There was a politician that didn't like what he had to say because he was not living right. And so John the Baptist was put into prison. And here he was, the greatest prophet up until that time. And he's in prison. And what I want to get into your minds is this. In our gospel lesson, if you take a look at your gospel lesson for me, when you read what John the Baptist was asking Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Isn't that a sharp contrast from, I am not worthy to untie his sandals, to this idea of, are you really the Christ? Greatest prophet to live before Jesus. And when he's in prison, he's wondering, Jesus, are you for real? Are you really the Christ? And what I want to get into your minds this morning, the greatest prophet had doubts, had worries, had anxieties, had questions about God, questions about who Jesus was. And so we take a look, well, how does that correspond to me nowadays? Amazing stuff. Amazing is that you and I, will we ever measure up? Well, let's look at what God says. Let's read this together. Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. We see a man who struggled with his beliefs, and yet God elevated him. God elevated him from the pit he was in. God saw that he was going through this huge amount of struggle, of tension in his life. John the Baptist knew that his life was going to be ended. He must increase, and I must decrease. He knew that his life was at the end. He wanted assurance from Jesus. And so Jesus says, what do you think of his faith? What do you think of his faith? His faith was greater than any other. Any other. And yet he still reacts to his human nature. His human nature still wonder, where is God in his life events? And so this morning I wanted to get this idea here that even the greatest that Jesus calls is weak. And yet God says, when you are weak, he is strong. He works through our frailties. He works through our faith when it is weak. And then at the same time we work with each other, that even though we're a little light this morning, you guys are here. You made it through. And so even as we're light, it gives you opportunity to share with others. You may be having coffee, and you might share a struggle that you're going through. And the other person might have the same struggle 10 years ago. Might have an idea of how God brought them through that struggle. You might have this idea that, you know what, there's no way that I can overcome this. There is Christ who is greater than all of anybody in the universe coming to us in this season as a little baby. Greater than any other human being that's ever been born. God, who is greater, comes in frail body to give us a greater life. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we sometimes struggle. We are sometimes going to wonder, especially when we think life is drawing close to the near end. Lord God, help us understand that John the Baptist, the one you called the greatest prophet of all, Lord God, still struggled with his identity in you and who you were. Lord God, help us understand that we will have doubts and worries. Lord God, even as we saw in John the Baptist, we still go through a time of depression. But help us understand that you went with John throughout everything in his life. You gave him comfort. You sent those disciples to preach to him who was in prison the good news, that the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk, and the dead are raised. Help us understand that the power that is in you is greater than the power that the one who roams this world seeking those to devour. Lord God, you have already beaten Satan, and you are greater than him. Help us understand, Lord. Lord God, you go with us to give us strength to those that we meet and talk with. Give us strength in these days, Lord, as evil grows and grows. Lord God, we have no fear. You tell us, do not be afraid. Lord God, you are greater so that we can go forward. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.